Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me and my lovely co-host, Turkey Turchin.
Why, thank you, Lance.
It's a twofer, guys. It's a twofer. That's right. Part two of the Howie Duro, Howie D, Sweet D interview is coming up right now. We had so much fun with him on the first part of this.
What a sweet guy.
I know. So we have to just extend this because the people want some Sweet D. How's the wife?
I love your wife so much. Oh, thank you. She told me to say hi to you guys. And congratulations with your family.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to say, you guys, I love your families. I've talked to each of your wives so much in my life, and I just feel like they are family. Just lovely, lovely people. And your extended family too, your parents. I mean, everyone, y'all just come from really, really good families. Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. We are. We all of us have our moments with each other, even the wives and the extended family members and stuff like that. Somehow or another, we all piece it together and go for the better cause of making other people out there happy.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. Y'all do it so well. All right. So you and your wife, Lee, have been together for 16 years, have two boys.
Yep.
First, give us some Frosted Tips here. What tips do you have to keep your romance alive after all these years together? Because I know it's got to be hard traveling around the world. How do you keep that spark alive?
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, even though it's hard, I can definitely attest that traveling sometimes does make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I was home for 2 years during COVID, I think my wife was itching for me to get out of the house. I think that was the longest time we had been together and quite a long time.
I didn't sign up for this. I signed up for you being on the road at least half the year.
Yeah. I mean, I got my own life going on here and you're disrupting it.
You're like a glorified pilot.
Basically.
Right. But you know, I think it's just communication, you know, with each other, even, you know, if you need extra, you know, outside of each other, no shame in the game having, you know, somebody to talk to, whether it's a therapist or, you know, a good family member that you really trust and you can confide to, or somebody at your church, whatever whatever works for you. I think being able to, you know, just be open and be able to, you know, get things out there. Cause you know, I think when you try to bottle things up and are not able to express it, I think that just goes with everybody, even within the group and stuff like that. I've come to realize that, you know, you just got to be able to communicate. If you can't communicate, then it's just a road for disaster.
Yeah. I mean, that was the downfall for NSYNC. We do not know how to communicate. Even to this day, we're all still so close. I mean, they're my brothers. We talk almost every day. But when it comes to like the group and work, we did not know how to communicate. And I think that's why we're not doing anything to this day. How do you guys go through this? Because I know you probably go through your ups and downs of like, oh, I love you, I hate you, I love. Like, how do you, how do y'all still do it 30 years later?
You know, I think we've come to realize we don't know what else to do anymore.
Yeah,
that's all we know.
It's like we're stuck. This
true.
Is it.
Yeah.
This is it. This is a second marriage. There's no prenup in this one. We're all in this one together. No, you know, it's just you know, communication is definitely, and I can attest that, you know,
well, which one of, we have better which one of you guys is the best communicator? Like, because there's got to be one of you that are like, guys, let's talk this out. Like, group meeting. Who was that guy?
I mean, I was, believe it or not, nicknamed in the early years Sweet D.
No, yeah. I remember Sweet D.
Yeah, they used to nickname me that because, you know, I remember when sometimes Nick would be, he was the youngest. And, you know, he's like 12 years old. He's dealing with Kevin, who's like 21 years old. Sometimes you know there's that age gap. I don't know how it was with Justin and Chris or whatever, but you know it was a big age gap.
I mean, Chris was, you know, Justin was more mature than Chris. Like Chris as the oldest
Chris
guy.
Is young at heart.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Chris was definitely the mentally youngest person in our group.
I can see that. Yeah.
So they Chris, got along famously. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I remember even in choir. I'll never forget. We were in community college together, choir together. He was like a class clown.
Always.
And I'm like, dude, you're going to get in trouble. I'm like, you're right next to me. I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm like, I don't get in trouble with you. I was like, teacher's, almost like teacher's pet, but I will give him credit. Like, I'll never forget when we went, we graduated, our choir teacher wanted us not to walk up. He wanted us to stay within the choir. And I'll never forget Chris not only had stood up for himself, but had my back as well. I was like, no, Howie and I are going there and getting our diplomas. We can take a second away from the choir. And that's all I was like, dude, I'm like, you're always solid in my books. But anyways, getting back to our group with the dynamic, you know, we are five different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when we are all on the same page, like Ryan says, we can move mountains, but there's times where definitely we're not on the same page. And, you know, and now, you know, as life has gone on, you know, there's different things that have been added to now that, you know, come into factor. Families now, wives, you know, lives outside of the group. So we definitely have to, you know, communicate. Sometimes it's not the best communication. Sometimes it goes down to, it ends up being a vote. And sometimes it's a
democracy.
You know, being five, yep. It's three, you know, it's never going to be a tie kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, sometimes you'll get your way and sometimes you don't. But I feel like overall, you know, it always balances out that, you know, and everything is normally most of our biggest arguments are just because of the passion that everybody has for wanting to make the right thing, to do the best thing. So at least it's in that positive direction. It's not going into, you know, I mean, every so often it is a little bit of selfishness here and there where I need some time off, yeah, you know, for myself or whatever, you know, I need to just focus on myself. But that's also a balance as well. I think, you know, within our group, it's like we got to a point of saying, you know, what is enough factor for each of us? What might be enough for me where I want to work 24/7 might not be the same amount for some of the other guys who are like, you know, dude, I want some time off. Mm-hmm. I need some time with my family. I want some time to work on some individual stuff. So we just say, okay, let's all communicate. We give each other the space, you know, whether it's solo projects, you know, whether it's taking time off for family, it's all like we just communicate because we know, at the end of the day, if we try to stop any of us from doing that stuff, then it just creates more resentment.
Yeah,
and then the mothership doesn't keep moving forward.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, when you have a business like, you know, Backstreet Boys, your enterprise, say, you know, McDonald's is run by five partners, you know, it's a lot easier because they don't have to be with each other 24/7 and on the road. And so it's, you know, running a business together with your partners, I think, is so much harder.
Yeah.
In a group like this, totally. Because you're so exposed to them all the time.
Well, it's like doing a business with family.
Yeah, there you go.
You kind of can't escape.
Exactly.
And you're with them all the time.
Totally.
Yeah.
I run a real estate development company with my brother.
Yeah.
And he is my best friend.
Yeah.
But probably the most tension out of our relationship over the years is sometimes is over business.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're lucky that we're blood thicker than water. We always are able to work it out and communicate. Mm. But that is, you know, it's, you know, when you're working with each other and you're, like I say, it's almost like another marriage.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, you're just trying to make the best of it. And, you know, we're all learning still.
Yeah. Growing. One thing that I've always respected about you was that you saw a bigger picture, even at a younger age, with real estate. You started with real estate very young. And I thought that was so smart of you to start investing in things like that, which kind of inspired me for what I'm doing in just the last 10 years. And I'm like, I'm going to be like Howie. Like, I want to start investing in things.
It's true, though. It's like Lance has literally
stated
that.
I bring this up a lot.
Yes.
I do. And I'm like, God,
dude, I'm honored, man.
No, I do. And I'm like, I wish I was that smart. You know, that young. I was like, God, why did I think of that? Like, he was so smart to, like, really think about the future. Because you don't know where the group's going to go. But you were smart and be like, you know what? I need a little side hustle just in case. And now you're doing incredibly well as an entrepreneur. And I love it.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I wish I could take all the credit, honestly. It's that 10 years between me and my next youngest, that brother who had a little bit more knowledge and thinking of the future that was able to get to me in those young years when we first started making money, trying to make sure I wasn't one of these VH1 Behind the Music story 10 years from now. Where
the
it's all
MC Hammer story,
you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was just very blessed to have him around me that was willing to say, hey, bro, my family's always kind of dabbled a little bit into real estate here and there. My dad was a police officer in Orlando, and whatever extra little money that he would make, he would dabble, you know, put it into like buying up a little place or, you know, sinking $20,000 and flipping it, you know, and just always kind of like, you know, just building up a little bit of a nest egg in the real estate world. And my brother just kind of followed in his footsteps working at American Airlines, and just his little money, would put a little hustle into it. And then when I got around to giving him a little bit more money than what he was used to, we were able to really take his ideas and take it to the next level. And it was a blessing. I mean, I remember at the time we hit the market, you know, sometimes I was making just as much in real estate as I was in Backstreet.
Yeah.
And it was just a blessing, you know, and I would always, you know, offer to the guys, come on in, let's all eat together at the table. Everybody had their own thing, and everybody was, you know, at the time was trying to figure out like what their lanes were and stuff like that. But always to this day, I've always been like, come on, whoever wants to come on board, jump. There's plenty of food on the table for all of us.
It's great. So, I mean, I find that real estate and art are, I think, my favorite two things to invest in. I feel like that you can... It's hard to lose on real estate and art.
Yeah, if
you know
wisely.
What you're doing.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Well, everybody needs a place to live.
Yeah exactly. You
know? Exactly.
So, it's location, but everybody needs a place to live.
Yep.
And art just goes up in value, just like real estate does.
So true.
You pick two good things.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Okay, so I have another question, which is a bit of a pivot.
Okay, oh God, what is this pivot?
Okay, so there has been a video on TikTok. I think you're going to know where I'm,
going. Oh, I already know what you're about to say.
I do.
Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
Lance and I are obsessed. We want to know your opinion. There is a video of Nick. I think we might have been in Brazil.
Had to have been in Brazil, yeah.
Where he is, you know, doing this whole dance.
Like a choreographed samba?
A choreographed whole Latin routine. He is auditioning for Menudo 2.0, 8.0. I wonder
on stage?
Yeah. Have you not seen this?
Okay. We need to.
No, I haven't.
Howie, you have to see this. It's so great. It's one of my favorite.
Is he making fun of me? Is that what's going
no,
on? Is he making fun of me?
No, he is he living his moment. He wanted to be you. Listen, you're inspiring everybody, apparently. Everybody wants to be Howie. But I need to find this video. I think we're having it pulled up.
Okay, we're going to show this before this interview's
over.
Oh, I did. It's,
I got to see this.
Yeah, I've literally watched it 50 times, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Look, you know,
that
Nick
is too funny.
Nick has always been full out, right? Like, he is the one on stage that just is full out.
The moment, you know.
And,
And
he was in it. We by the way, love Nick.
Yes, we love
him. I
Nick.
Mean, come on. We love some
Nick. He told me to tell you. He says, tell him I said, hi, 100 kisses just for you and Howie, he says.
Oh, how nice.
And then Kevin gave a big heart.
Yeah, Nick's coming on and at some point. I'm spreading everyone out. You know, had AJ, now I've had you. So I'm like, you know, spreading everyone else so the fandoms have to wait a little bit and stop. You know, they can't stop listening to our show. You have to keep listening, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I saw your post with JC on it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it was cool.
Okay, we're just gonna. You're probably not gonna hear it, but you're gonna see this. All right. I don't know. Maybe you choreographed this. I have no idea.
OMG, I'm scared. Oh, whoa! Wait. Oh, he's doing the Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Oh, it keeps going.
Ricky Martin.
Wow,
he is.
That's some Dance of the Stars moves right there.
That's some Dance of the Stars stuff right there.
Well, was this on tour with you guys? Is this your stage?
No.
Oh, this is a side thing.
That was a side thing.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think he wouldn't have been doing that on our show. I think
you're like, you're not allowed to do that on our show.
The show would like stop like that.
Well, he was definitely bitten by the Brazilian bug on that one, and we love it. I love a good viral video.
Yeah.
There's probably so many of me doing crazy things.
I know his new name on TikTok is Nicky Martin.
that's awesome. All right, let's get to some fan questions. All right, this is from Little Bo. Would you consider another Vegas residency or another tour with New Kids on the Block?
You know, I think everything we'd consider. I think at this point, you know, we used to joke like, you know, we'll do a bar mitzvah. You know, just call our agents. We'll do the, you know, drop up a birthday party. Yeah. Whatever you need, just call us. You know, but I think now at this point, I think, you know, it's, I think anything's on the table. You know, I think, you know, we've even talked about with you guys, you know, maybe something down the line together. You know, it's like, if whatever makes sense, you know, I think now is the timing where the fans are especially even more so open and embracing.
Yeah.
You know, like how we talked about in the earlier year, you know, I think it would have probably caused some major, you know, fan craziness going on. If they saw us somehow or another trying to work together, they would have probably upset. But I think now more than ever, the fans are just like, we just want to see them.
Yeah.
We want to see them. You know, we've gotten past those teen years of having to pick one or the other or choosing or whatever. It's like, let's embrace it, you know? So I think we would, you know, we had a great experience with the New Kids on the Block, doing that tour together with them. We had a great experience in Vegas. Like I say, you know, now at this point, it's just like, it's almost like kind of getting fun to create something different. That's almost like a shocker.
Yeah.
That people are like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, like bringing artists up on stage, you know, or doing collaborations with artists that you wouldn't even think that would be in the same genre or style of interest, and just making people go like, yeah, that's dope. You know, I would have never thought that.
Of all the artists right now, because I mean, you've been watching for the last 30 years and, you know, rubbed elbows with every single artist at award shows and radio stations. Who, in your opinion, is doing it right now? Who are you loving?
You know, I mean, I got to say, a person who I've met from the early years that is still the same guy. And actually, I didn't know what to expect because he was one of the first artists I ever met that I was a fan of. Also, as a little kid, was Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And I'll never forget when we met him. I think we were in Germany. It was a UNICEF concert that he was doing. And Kevin and I wanted to go. I think I don't think we were performing on it, but it was like the night before our show. And we heard that he was performing. So we got the promoter to get us to come back there. And we had a chance to say hi to him before the show. And he was like, "You boys want to come up?" It was only me and Kevin. He's like, "You want to come up and sing with me on stage?" And we're like,
"No way.
Are you kidding me?"
That's we're like, cool.
Lionel Richie? They're like, "You guys know any of our songs?" And I was like, "Yeah, we know a lot of your songs." And he's like, "I think we went Easy Like Sunday Morning." Mm-hmm. And it was funny because he's like, "Let me get your numbers afterwards." And so he's like, "I got a song I want to pitch to you guys." And so we exchanged information. And also I was in LA. He's like, "When are you in LA?" He's like, "I'd like to let you play a song. And I'd like to see if the guys would be interested in performing. I mean, recording." And so I went to see him in Hollywood. And I remember it was like off the Pico or something like that. He had like a studio there. And I'll never forget, he played me a bunch of songs. And one of the songs was like a song called Cinderella Girl. I was like, "You know what? I could see us doing this as a collaboration with you." He's like, "All right, well, watch you and I get in the studio. Let's do backgrounds on this." And I was like, "Okay." And I'm like, so he was recording me backgrounds. And I was like, "Of course, like, whatever you say, sir." I'm like, "Thank you. I'll do that 100 more takes or whatever." And I'll never forget, he got in there and started slaying it. And there was one time where he went a little flat. And I was like, "Ugh, how can I say this?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do one more take. Looks good. Let's, you know," I'm like, "There's no way I'm telling Lionel Richie to hear a flat." I'm like, "There's just no way." I'm like, only 23 years old. I'm like, "This is like my idol." But I've kept in touch with him ever since then. Over the years, you know, called each other on Christmas, talked to his son. And like I say, him, you know, doing American Idol right now and just crushing it.
Yeah.
Like, he truly has, you know, one of the examples up there with, like, you know, obviously like the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney, but people who have sustained a career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, a truly, like, what I call career.
Yep.
You know, to be able to sustain that long and still be relevant and current,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. I think he's just done a great job. Yeah. I mean, modern people, I would say I'm a huge fan of Bruno Mars. I'm an amazing fan of him. And also Coldplay. Coldplay to me is just like up on the top of the list there.
No, those are really good. Yeah.
Jill 614. She asked, AJ recently said somewhere, not all his bandmates wear underwear. Can you confirm this? And who is it? Jill is a dirty little girl.
I am wearing underwear for sure.
All right.
Okay. Wait, yeah, Howie's definitely an undermoot.
Who
can
wouldn't
tell.
Be wearing underwear? Let me guess. I bet it's...
I was going to say, why don't you guys guess?
Yeah, okay.
I won't confirm.
So it's not you.
But
I mean, I feel like AJ wouldn't wear underwear. And he's the one that was saying this.
He needs to wear underwear.
Yeah. Oh, God. what is your favorite BSB tour by My Name is Nada?
My favorite BSB tour? I would probably have to say... Black and Blue.
Yeah.
Black and Blue. Even though we had just came off of our biggest tour at the time, the Millennium Tour, which, you know, I didn't think it could get bigger than that with all the, you know, flying in the air and the surfboards and flipping all around in the round and stuff like that. But to me, Black and Blue was just the tour that I feel like I grew the most on.
Yeah.
I really started finding who I was. I met my wife on that tour. She used to work with us. She was our webmaster, and that's how we got to know each other. And so she was on the road with us. And at the time, like I was saying, most of the guys were just staying in their rooms, you know, watching, you know, pay-per-view, eating McDonald's, whatever, room service. And I was like, in Rio, I'm going, you know, hang gliding. I want to get this on the Copacabana beach, hang gliding, you know, I want to go to the pyramids in Mexico. Yeah. I'm like, I'm all over. I'm going scuba diving, whatever. I'm like, so this VIP website that we created at the time with our management, which I didn't even know what the internet was at that time. But we charged like $35 for fans to see us do a little extra exclusive material of us outside of just the shows every day. It was modern day social media, I think, now looking back on it. But that tour, I got to meet my lifelong partner, got to travel around the world with her and with the guys. And, you know, we just had so much fun. I think we all grew so much on that tour. And it was probably like one of our biggest, and that was probably the tour that we had, you know, out of all the tours, the most like stadiums and like South America coming to the first time. And like I say, you would have thought like the Beatles or Michael Jackson was there. I didn't even couldn't fathom or understand how many people would want to see us.
Yeah.
Just like I say, I'm sure you guys had many those experiences as well, but it's, it was just a really, really just cool time in my life. I think I was at that age where I was like 26, 27 years old. I was enjoying who I was. I was embracing the great opportunities that were coming to me, you know, and then just enjoying the nightlife and just whooping it up. I was a kid in a candy store on that tour. And I was embracing it all, taking it all in.
Do you remember that moment that you had with your future wife that you're like, oh, I'm into her?
You know, it was, I think we were going from, I think it was one of the award shows, and we had to go back across the country. And I don't forget, it might have been like the American Music Awards or something like that, but we had to fly back across country. I think we were on tour. And I think we got like the Phoenix Suns playing somehow or another to take us across the country. And I sat next to her, and I think we were eating like potato chips. And then I think the food came around, and all of a sudden I was like, you guys got any hot sauce? Asking the stewardess, I don't know, like, why would I ask for hot sauce in an airplane? It's not like, you know, but it was like, you know, a little bit catered. And she said, yeah. And all of a sudden I was like, she's like, oh, you like hot sauce? I'm like, yeah, I like hot sauce. She's like, I like hot sauce too. I'm like, cool. I like hot sauce. My lemon's spicy. And so I was like, this chick's cool. I can be down with her.
It's love by hot sauce.
What is it? What's the Beyonce? Right?
Spicy.
I got
spicy.
Hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like Beyonce before Beyonce.
All right, let's get to Tiger Beat Magazine 2001. Oh, yes. I have a questionnaire here, and I want to see if your answers match today. But think back, Howie D, 2001, how you would have answered this. What do you hope to accomplish with your career, both as a solo artist and as a group? In 2001, what did you say?
A Grammy, maybe?
Very good. Yes.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it says
still working on that.
Yeah. Aren't we all? I think it would be nice to take a Grammy home. We haven't received one yet. Yeah, let's talk about Grammys a little bit, because y'all went through the same thing. Now Grammys give away, you know, Grammys to young people, right? Back in our day, they just would not. They would use us to perform on the show and to get ratings. But for the love of God, they would never give us one. I think we had 8 nominations. Yeah. Could you give us just one little Grammy so I could say Grammy winning artist?
Well, I'll get the old timers awards.
Well, you're gonna be like what Steely Dan was to us. So the year that we had like 4 nominations, it was No Strings Attached. Of course, we're gonna get something, right? The biggest selling album, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Steely Dan took every single award. I didn't even know who Steely Dan was at the time. But now that I'm in this age, I'm like, oh, we could be that Steely Dan. If we ever came out, we would be the Steely Dan. Stealing it from some other young
artist. Y'all just got to come back just to get a Grammy. It's your chance.
Give those little whippersnappers a run for the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're finally the age.
Went through.
Did you love performing at award shows? Or did y'all find that, I don't know, just hectic?
Nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking, right? Yeah. Everything, you're going to be so judged.
If you could
see
the sweat pits under my arm, it would probably be like Niagara Falls going on.
Because the most epic shows that you do, you know, would be at award shows, and then you always have to one-up them every single time. So it's impossible to do that. So you're always going to be so judged by your last performance.
It's like a one-take Jake. You can't go back there and be like, oh, can we record that one part over again?
All right, we have another question. Back in 2001 with Tiger Beat Magazine, when you were in high school, who would you have done anything to see in concert or to meet?
When I was in high school, actually, I had a chance to go to it. We saw Boyz II Men.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, back in 91, like the year I was graduating, they were like on their game. It was at Motown Philly, Coolio Harmony. They were just like the shizniz.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had a chance to go to the concert. It was like 2 years later. Oh, no, wait, did I go? Actually, I think I did go. Somehow, that was probably like one of the first concerts that my mom let me go to with like another friend. I was only like 19 years old. I think by now she should have let me go by that point to a concert.
You're on a tight leash.
You ain't going nowhere except for church. Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
And then, now I'm sure just like you, they're some of the greatest guys.
Oh,
Sean, Nate, Wanye. They're
amazing.
You know, to know that we were just idols of ours back in the days. Oh, yeah. Just to see that they're cool people.
That was our biggest influence. New Edition, Boys to Men. Yeah. I mean, that's who made us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. And then your last question from Tiger B. What inspired you to become who you are now?
It's a very big question.
What inspired me? I wonder if I would have given credit to my sister, Pollyanna, at the time. Yeah. I don't know if I would have done that, or if I would have probably said, you know, like Michael Jackson or New Kids or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've always been about the fans, and you were in 2001. We had a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, of course. That's what I was going
to
say.
And to see people supporting us, coming to our concerts really inspires us. The fans do a lot for us, and that's why we do all the concerts.
Oh, I was going to say that next. That was my next answer. I was going to give. I just forgot accidentally.
All right. The last thing we're going to do is we have a May 1999 rapid fire question that you did. We're going to play the audio and see what you would answer today.
Who's the biggest flirt in the band?
Who's the biggest flirt in the band?
AJ.
AJ? Okay, let's see what he said.
AJ messed up.
Yep.
You are dead. All right, next question.
Everyone's got a favorite Backstreet Boy. Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy?
What year was this?
This 99. Was 99. Okay. Your favorite Backstreet, 99.
I'm like, my 99, who is that? It was probably the toss. It was either Nick or Kevin, depending upon what side of the bed I woke up on that day. Right, I'd say it was probably Nick.
All right, let's see what
I'd say.
Very hard for me to pick, you know, my favorite. But I'd probably say I'm the closest with AJ just because I've known him the longest.
AJ.
A double AJ.
Wow.
You know what? I was actually thinking of that one too. Because AJ, we've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in the early years, I was always like there for Nick because he was like the youngest one. And I was like, when you talked about earlier about being the peacemaker, sometimes him and Kevin, you know, some of the other guys, they would like, you know, disagree. And I'd be like, come on, guys, don't pick on him. You know, he's a little one. You know, he's a guy, you know, like, you know, let's all talk this out. You know, I see your side, Kevin. And I see your side, Nick. You know, like, let's just figure what's the common ground here.
See, and that's why you're always my favorite Backstreet Boy.
You're too nice.
That's Lance.
I won't tell AJ that. That's okay.
And we have one last.
All right,
one
let's
last
see what you said. Last
yeah.
Who never has any money?
Oh, who never has any money?
When you're out.
Man, I was going to have to say it's probably either Nick or AJ.
Okay.
I don't want to say AJ on that one.
Well, AJ, every once in a while, sometimes we'll go to a club and he'll purposely just not bring any money or a credit card or anything. And then all of a sudden the bill will come up at the very end and I'll be like, okay, we're going to work something out here. And he's like, I didn't bring my money. He's done this to me 3 times in a row. I'm catching on now.
So AJ's the dine and dasher type, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. AJ had a clean sweep there.
Yeah, AJ all around.
He did, actually. Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate.
Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, before we let you go, this is a pop culture show. So tell us what we're binging on television right now. What do we need to see?
So I've been watching Succession.
Oh, we just started that again.
So good.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. So good. Yeah. And actually, believe it or not, me and my wife were watching. I love it. It's this Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah. The book was incredible. Yeah.
Oh, it was a book that came out originally? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was it the granddaughter of Elvis Presley? Did a great job on it. It almost reminds me of like a mini series of what Almost Famous would have been had broken it up into like different like little, you know, series. And to a point as well, like I got into it because you could see like the whole thing with the band and the, you know, the camaraderie, but also the affliction here and there and stuff like that. I definitely recommend you watching it, guys.
The other one that I'm hearing so much this week, which I have to binge after Succession. I like to binge things in Succession. I think we're only at episode 4, so I got to wait till after that. But Meat. Is it called Meat on Netflix?
Beef.
Or Hulu? Beef.
Is that about?
I don't know. I know it's a... It's a wild ride.
It starts off with road rage between two people.
And okay.
It's a thriller somehow.
It's a comedy thriller.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like a vegan.
I think it's about like beef between two people. That starts off.
Gotcha.
But everyone's just dying over that one. All right. Now, what song is stuck in your head right now? What artist should we be listening to?
You know, I keep on finding myself singing Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In this world, it's just us. I find myself singing that around. I'm like, my wife's like, all right, I get it. You like the song.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. You like the song. Enough is enough.
All right.
Yeah.
And what movie do we need to watch?
Ooh, well, I am going to take my kids to see Super Mario Brothers this weekend.
Everybody's seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, Justin.
I'm going to see that.
Justin just took his kid to see Mario last weekend, and they said they loved it. I mean, they absolutely loved it. And they went to Universal Studios, went to the new Mario Land, which looks really freaking cool.
I know. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, right on.
I know. I can't wait for our kids to be the age where you can go to places like that and they actually enjoy it and remember it.
Totally.
Because I have a rule. I'm not going to bring my kids to Disney unless they know who Mickey Mouse is. That's my rule. I'm like, if you can say Mickey Mouse to me and like know who that is, then we can go.
Otherwise, no chance, kids.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, did
stay at home.
Yeah, don't waste the money. Or the VIP back tour.
Exactly.
Well, Howie, it has been a pleasure getting to know you even better. You have always been just the nicest guy. I'm just so happy for all of your success and your continued success. You guys are killing it right now. And I'm glad that we are at an age where we can all get together and get along and bring our fandoms together. But how can everyone stay in touch with you?
So definitely fans want to know what I'm doing. They can always go to either my socials, Howie_Doro on Instagram or, HowieD.net is on my, place where they can go, Facebook as well, Howie D. But yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of things in the works. Like I say, working on some TV shows and some kids stuff.
So you're getting into producing television, right?
So yeah, I'm trying to follow in your steps on that one, buddy. So
it's fun. It's fun to create shows.
So and probably, you know, trying to maybe even talks about doing, you know, acting in some of the stuff myself maybe even talking about doing a little bit of Broadway coming up. So
I love that. Wait,
things.
Have you done Broadway yet, or this will be your debut?
So I've got some things in the early stages of talks right now. So it would be my debut.
That's
but it's
awesome.
Always been on my bucket list.
Oh, you have
to
do
the Broadway.
I mean, yeah. Every entertainer,
you've done, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I did Hairspray, which was just so much fun. But I think every entertainer, because you know, we all started on the stage, right? As a kid, like we started in plays and musicals. Yeah. But to go back to that, it brings it back to the core of why you're doing this, that audience and that live performance. It is just, it's an incredible experience and you will have a blast. I don't know if you've ever lived in New York, but New York is just an incredible place to be, especially when you have a job like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The energy there is, it's an unbelievable city. So yeah. So that's something I hopefully knock off the bucket list there.
Well, we're excited to see what you're doing. We'll keep up in touch with you. We'll have you back on.
Right on.
It's been great. Tell all the boys we said hello, and tell the family we said hello.
I will. I sure will too. Give kisses to the little ones.
All right. We'll do. Enjoy your day off.
Yes.
All right. You guys too. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. All right. Howie D. What a sweet dude.
I mean,
that's why we call him Sweet D back in the day.
I know, but you were calling him before the show
started.
I know, you're
looking at me like,
and I was like, oh, is that your little pet name?
You thought it was like a sexual thing. Sweet D.
Sweet D.
No, that's what we called him back in the day. I don't think of Howie in that way. I don't think of any of those guys. I don't think of any boy band member in a sexual way ever. I always got asked that, especially when I came out. I was like, oh, did you have a crush on one of the guys? I'm like, no, it's like saying you had a crush on your brother or your cousin. Like, no, it just doesn't happen.
I mean, everybody here and there has like a hot cousin.
Oh, stop it.
A few friends that were like, yeah, I have a hot cousin, but you know, they're my cousin.
No, not going to happen. No. So I'll answer your question now. Not any boy band member was I ever attracted to in that way.
Wow.
I know. It's just, you get to know them too well. Yeah, you know, like,
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Were you attracted to any boy band members besides me, of course?
Yeah, well, I wasn't like friends with them. So yeah, I had lots of crushes.
Like, who was your crush?
There's so many.
Let's go Backstreet Boys. Which one? Kevin?
No, when I was a little kid, it was Nick.
Okay, Nick. Okay, so you like the blondes.
I did.
That's good.
Because that was like my Zach Morris phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was more Mario Lopez, and you were more...
Yeah, but then it changed. As like, I mean, you know, but then, you know, 98 Degrees, I thought Nick Lachey was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Because of The Block, I thought Jordan Knight was hot.
Okay. You picked some good ones.
NSYNC, I thought Lance Bass.
Oh,
was
stop
super
it.
Hot.
Yeah, please. You want to look at my pictures of me back in NSYNC?
Lance and
see
JC.
If you're still attracted
and JC.
To
oh, yeah. Yeah. So I can name one from every boy band.
Yeah. Okay. What about girl bands? Were you ever attracted to girl band girls?
I mean, I was obsessed with girl band, but I wanted to beat them.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus
Spice Girls was your group.
Oh my God. Spice Girls was, I have no words. Y'all, it was my first concert ever, and I was obsessed beyond.
Well, weren't you going to their last concert and they canceled or something?
No. Well, the first concert I went to, Jerry wasn't there because
Jerry
left the group like 2 months before the concert. I was pissed.
And I hear these rumors all the time. Are they coming back on?
Well, apparently
tour?
They were supposed to.
I've heard this every 2 years. I feel like, Spice Girls are back together with Victoria.
Well, they did do a big one, you know, but in the UK.
Oh, that's right. They did the O2 Arena.
Yeah, they did like 13
times.
Shows and made like
with all five of them.
I'm not sure.
Like. Victoria was there?
I don't know if she was.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about all five.
And they made a fortune from like 12, 13 shows.
Wow.
Like crazy. It was like record-breaking numbers for
I'd go see it. Come to America, girls.
Yeah.
Come
seriously.
On. And while we're at it, let's get Destiny's Child to do a little reunion tour.
Oh, also talking about, like they've been talking about them getting back together.
Let's bring back all the girls that were in the groups.
Yes.
All of them. All right, guys, that is all the show I have for you. Thanks so much for listening. You can always subscribe, rate, and
review.
Your review. Give us some good reviews. Oh, we haven't read reviews yet. We're going to be reading reviews coming soon.
Yeah.
So give us your best reviews. We're going to read those.
Make it good.
The funniest ones are going to get read.
It's true.
Positive, funny ones, okay? Because we ain't getting your 4-star reviews. Well, we're only reading 5-star reviews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm trying to get them to do 5-star.
Okay, if you read 5-star, give 5-star, we'll read your review.
All right, again, that is all the show I have for you. Be good to each other, don't drink and drive, take care of those dogs, and always remember, stay frosted. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turgenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5-star, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA.
Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real L.A. gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.